The psalm. I'm going to open this morning from the psalm from yesterday that we read. Psalm, I think it's 24. Just a sec. Let's get there. Yeah, Psalm 24. I'm going to tell a little story. This psalm, when I first started reading the Bible, every time I'd get to this psalm, it was like, oh, okay, I don't make it, so that's that. You know, what am I even trying for? Because it says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him. Hey, that part's really good, isn't it? I go along with that. For he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean's depths. And then it says, ask the question, who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? And here's the line that just kind of wiped me out every time. It says, only those whose hands and hearts are pure. Hands and hearts are pure. Well, I don't know about you, but in a 24-hour day, there's times when, you know, it ain't all right there. Amen. And do not worship idols. Well, I don't worry about that one. I never tell lies. Well, you know, just a little tiny one once in a while for self-protection. Right? And so I just feel like, you know, I can't make this. I can't do it. And I thought, wow, I looked at the song list this morning, and the song that we're going to start with this morning is Victory in Jesus. And that's the only way I can make it. In Jesus, what do I have? I have clean hands, and I have a pure heart in Jesus. And that's where I need to stay. How about you, huh? Staying in Jesus. So, as long as we stay in Jesus, we don't have to run away from this psalm when we read it, right? Amen. So then we can say, let's stand and say it together. Now this is talking about us as we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Let's say it together. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God their Savior. Such people may seek you and worship in your presence, O God of Jacob. Amen. I even love that, O God of Jacob. Remember, Jacob had a few troubles too, didn't he, huh? Until God did a little operation on him. And God's done an operation on us, so hallelujah.